The overall news about this, I guess, is pretty good. Your office saying that the IRS is giving helpful, accurate help to people who are looking for it, but there are some challenges. Is that right?
That is correct. You have to keep in mind, during the 2010 filing season, there were more than 60 million taxpayers who prepared their own tax returns without the assistance of a paid preparer. And as most people recognize, federal tax law is complex, so it's critical that the IRS serves its purpose of helping taxpayers understand their obligations and helping them achieve success when needed.
So tell me how you measured the success or lack thereof of how the IRS is doing at helping the customers.
My office, on this is the second time we've done this, sent auditors undercover and also posed as taxpayers by phone and also listened to recordings of actual interactions between taxpayers and IRS employees to determine a number of things. One, the level of politeness. Two, the level of accuracy of the answers that the taxpayers or our auditors received, and three, the timeliness of the interaction between the IRS and the taxpayers.
And what did you find overall?
Good news, bad news story. As you alluded to at the outset, the good news is that every single question posed to an IRS employee was responded to accurately. And when we did this review over 4 years ago, that was certainly not the case. So that's great news. Secondly, we found that the IRS employees, for the most part, were very polite in their interaction with taxpayers, and that's so important. But the third thing that we did find, which was the bad news, is the timeliness of it. On a number of occasions, our auditors and taxpayers were made to hold on the phone for a half hour or more. And in many instances where our people went into taxpayer assistance centers to receive in-person assistance, there were not only waits exceeding 1 hour, in some instances our people were told after waiting to go home and come back another day. And this is notwithstanding the fact that in recommendations that we made 4 years ago, to allow the IRS and taxpayers to set up appointments in advance to avoid that type of situation, that still occurs.
Did the IRS tell you why they were not either able or willing to do the appointments thing that you recommended before?
Yes, they had a number of responses to that. One, of course, is the question of resources. Some of these taxpayer assistance centers are one-person operations, you know, in effect. You may have a receptionist, but then one person really does the substance. And so, you know, in their defense, they needed more resources, but that doesn't excuse the fact that their own policies indicate that this procedure, that is, the ability to make a reservation, exists. And so we are, once again, recommending that they follow existing controls to ensure that taxpayers who have complex tax problems or a special need, such as a disability, can schedule appointments when requested.
I went back and looked at the report that you mentioned that you did 4 years ago, I believe it was, that you said?
Yes, 2007.
Yeah, I saw that one, and what you alluded to earlier about all the questions being answered accurately, you found great disparities sometimes between the answers that somebody could get with the same question calling or going in person or looking online. Now, one thing that's changed dramatically in those 4 years is the complexity and sophistication of IRS.gov. Did you get any sense that the consistency in answers and the high level of accuracy in the answers that you got was maybe could be attributed at all to the fact that there is so much information online now that people can refer to, including IRS employees, to direct customers to the right stuff?
That you hit the nail on the head. There's no question that that is accurate. Now, the short answer is yes, that has worked to the benefit of both the taxpayers and the IRS in terms of accuracy. But even in those instances, we found that it was somewhat tedious for people to press a variety of telephone buttons to try to locate their exact tax question and then, of course, get the answer that they're seeking. But nonetheless, that did assist in terms of addressing the problem you just stated.
So the recommendations from this report are what?
literally, again, that the IRS reinforce existing controls and policies that they have in place to assist taxpayers. I stated that a moment ago. And we also recommended that the IRS add information on IRS.gov and at Tax Assistance Center telephone recordings to inform taxpayers that they might need to provide additional information such as Social Security numbers, believe it or not, or photo IDs. I mean, there are little things that sometimes prevent the IRS from providing service because the taxpayer simply forgot to bring the material with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the IRS, they agreed with both the recommendations, and they stated that they are going to instruct tax assistance center managers to recall the scheduling appointment process, and they said they plan to update IRS.gov and the telephone recordings to include a statement advising taxpayers about the photo IDs, taxpayer identification numbers, SSNs, and the like.
Of the issues that you ran into, General George, are there any of these that are tremendously difficult or that are putting any kind of a burden on the taxpayers, or is it just, are we down now because of the accuracy of the information to more a level of inconvenience and customer service kind of thing?
You know, we have found that if enabled, if it's made as easy as possible for taxpayers to comply with their tax obligations, they will do so. And so to get to your answer, to answer your question more quickly, if there were more resources, that is, more taxpayer assistance centers available to taxpayers, the people who have access to computers knew exactly where to go on IRS.gov in a more readily available manner, that these issues would be able to address many of the concerns that taxpayers still have.